Okay. The topic of tonight's chabur, broadly speaking, is the culpability of someone who violates an isser on the basis of testimony which is halachically acceptable in situations where perhaps he should have been more vigilant despite the halachic acceptance of the testimony he relied on. The starting point for that is the discussion here in the Mishnah of the consequence of someone being niseis al pi eid echad or al pi shnei eidim, where she is halachically in her right to do so, but nevertheless there are potentially severe consequences for doing so in error. And then how that applies to other areas in halacha, for example, if a person relies on an eid echad b'isurim, relies on an eid echad, and then ends up eating non-kosher meat or something of the sort, which was the issue that came to the fore a number of years ago with the scandal in Muncie with the non-kosher meat being sold in the kosher grocery store. So again, that starts with our Mishnah here in the beginning of the Parak Pesayin Mabez, where the Mishnah concludes that Niseis al pi bezdin teitze yipatur min hakorban, if she remarries on the basis of a psak bezdin, then she must leave the second marriage, but she does not have to bring a korban. Lo niseis al pi bezdin, if she doesn't get married al pi bezdin, but rather, as Rashi says, al pi shnai edim, where there's no need for a psak bezdin, then teitze v'chayeves b'korban. In that situation, she does have to bring a korban. Rashi explains, so two Edom come and say you're free to remarry. The Niseis Me'asman, on that basis she remarries. There she's Chayavis B'Korban Share Lo Haisa Tzvicha Leheter Bezdin. That was the first case. That's where she's Pater Ben Korban. And then Shelo Alpi Bezdin Ela Be'edim Chayavis Korban, where she remarries on the basis of Edom and that of Psak Bezdin, then she must bring a Korban. The Shogegasi, that's considered a Shogeg, the Einza Ones, Lipatur Min HaKorban. If it would be considered Ones, then there's no obligation for Kapara, there's no Chiyav Korban. And she's not an Ones, she's considered Shogeg. The Shogeg is Chayav in Korban and does require Kapara. The Baila L'imtune, that there she should have waited further, even though she had to aid him to rely on and had remarried on that basis. That's based on the Gemara on Sadi Aleph Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says Sadi Aleph Amin Beis, the Gemara asks a question, Teitze Mizeh Mizeh, we call Drachem Eilu Bava Mai, name of my Havalevim Evad. Why is the Mishnah so severe in its consequences for someone who remarries on the basis of Eidus, in a situation where she's technically speaking allowed to? Why is it Teitze Mizeh Mizeh, which we discussed last week, the Machlokas, whether Teitze Mizeh Mizeh is a Knas, or is it based on a Gzeira of Shema Yomru, Winisa Zeh, etc.? So my answer is Yibayla. She should have waited longer, even though technically speaking she is permissible to remarry, but Iglai Milsa, the fact that the Edom is wrong, were wrong, the fact that her husband still was alive, so that indicates that she really should have done more due diligence before remarrying. So that Ibaila Lemtune, as Rashi explains in our Mishnah here, as to why there is a Sli of Korban in this situation, as she's called a shogeg and not honest. The Gemara then says on Sadi Beis Amud Aleph, Amr Ze'iri, a few lines from the top, Les Alamas Nisin Miditani Be Midrasha, that the Psak in our Mishnah is not accepted by the Tani Be Midrasha, the Tani Be Midrasha, Haru Bezdin Shishaka Chamel Basov Zarcha Ein Zuhara Elatos. That you can have a psak bezdin where, let's say, bezdin paskins or bezdin indicates that Shabbos is over, and on the basis of bezdin's proclamation that Shabbos is over, people do malacha b'isser. That's not considered a hora. That's not the bezdin gave a psak that Shabbos is over. That's a toast. They made a mistake on the facts. We make mistakes on the facts, then that's not a hora, which would patter the individual from a korban, And then if you were Mechal Shabbos on the basis of the mistaken facts of Beis Din, then that's considered Shogeg, and you're going to be Chayiv B'Korban. Rav Nachman, Amar Harahi. Rav Nachman says, no, that's considered a Hara. Amar Rav Nachman, Teidid Harahi, the Bechal HaTorah Kula, Eidecha, Lo Meheiman, V'Hacha Meheiman, My time, Elam Hashem Darahi. Right, so this, where there are two Eidim, that the Mishnah is unequivocal, that's considered to be a... that's considered to be a case of shogeg b'chayiv korban. In a case where it's al pi echad, so that seems to be a machlokas here. Whether that's considered shogeg or onus, is that considered to be a hara or not? So that's the machlokas in the Gemara here. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Hay, Halacha Hay and Halacha Vav. Aisha shalach b'ilam dina sayam v'shama shemes havo edim shemes v'niseis bein al piyasa bein al pibesin v'noda shabal ha'kaim. So in either situation where she remarries on the basis of aid or edim, then she's going to be chayeves v'korban echad. Parallel to that habala nida v'shkaga v'tara minidasa v'tavla. The person is balanida b'shogeg, then she's going to be chayavis as well. And the issue here in the Rambam specifically is if you violate multiple infractions, are you going to be chayav multiple times? But then the Rambam writes in Halach above, based on the Sugya in Shavuos Daf Yuches, habal ishto shelo b'shas vesta. If a person is bal his wife at a point that he need not be suspicious or suspect that she's going to be seeing dam, v'ras dam beis atashmish, and nevertheless, he discovers there is dam at a time that he shouldn't have expected it or need not have been concerned. So there you're going to be pater. In a case in which he had no reason to suspect that there would be dam and he was ba'al ishto, that's considered to be anus and not shogeg. Shashogeg hayula livdo uladakdek. The ilu bada gafa yafa vidikdek bishelos. So a person who is shogeg, what does shogeg mean? It means that he should have investigated and looked into the matter, and where he's supposed to investigate and doesn't do so, then he comes to make an error. So in a situation in which a person would have been expected to do further research and doesn't do so, then he's going to be in need of kapara. Aval zem ha'ilal lasos. In the case of habal ishto shelo b'shas vesta, what would he have been expected to do? Hare tahara ha'isa v'shelo b'shas vesta ein ze el onus. So where there's no expectation that he should have been more conscious than he was, no reason to suspect that she's going to be seeing dam shelo b'shas vesta, that's not considered to be shogeg, that's considered to be onus. And therefore he's going to be pater min hakorban. Okay. Now the Karen Ora in the beginning of Parak Cholitz here, Yuvam Samet Heyam and Beis, as well as the Nozbi Yud implicitly in Tshuva Yerodeya Semen Sadivav, Tinyana Yerodeya Semen Sadivav, presume that there's a machlokas Tosfos and Rambam as to the extent to which a person should be concerned about basically the need to be bodig further in a situation where halacha would otherwise allow you to proceed on the basis of some knowledge. Dahainu. Tosfos in the beginning of Hacholetz, the Mishnah there says, a person does chalitza, right, presuming that the yavama had no children from the deceased husband, and therefore there is a zika. And on that basis, the yavam does chalitza to his yavama, and then subsequent to that, he finds out that his yavama was in fact mubaris, and there is no zika. So Acholis Vimto Vinimseis Mubaris, Vialda, and then she has a kid. Vismansha Vlad Shal Kayama, Where the kid is a viable kid, he's shel kayama, and then that indicates that there is no zika to begin with, then the chalitza is meaningless, and there's no iser kovim. Okay. So Tosfos says over here, hacholis yivimto v'nimseis muberes, hadilo nakar hacholis l'muberes. I'm sorry, wrong Tosfos. Dimrasa v'nimse muberes, b'cholis toch gimel chadashim ayri. We're talking about a case where the chalitza was done within 3 months, right? Against the din that you're not supposed to do chalitza within 3 months. Dumi the seifa the according to vimto, diary talk gimel. Dilachar gimel, because if the chalitza was done after 3 months, amai chayev korban, why would you be chayev a korban in the seifa by a konis of vimto where it ended up that you did a be'isser because she was in fact pregnant? Came in the Rav Nashim, Ubra Nikar Lishlish. Since the presumption is that if you can't tell that the woman's pregnant at the end of 3 months, then she's not. Vizu Hovaloik Ubra, my Havale Lameva. So why should this person be responsible? He did his due diligence. He discovered after 3 months she did not appear to be pregnant, so he doesn't have any further responsibility. He can go ahead and be Cholitzer and need not be concerned for the remote possibility that maybe she is still mu'uberes. And Tosfos says, just like the sugya in Shavuos Afiches, where a person is ba'al ishto shelo b'shas vesta, where he's considered to be an anus. Okay. So Tosfos says that we're talking about dafka toch gimel chadashim, because after gimel chadashim, there be no necessity to be bodek any further, and therefore there'd be no makom korban. That would be considered to be ones, not shogeg. Okay, now they point out, I forget who points this out, but in the if you look at the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar in his parish here in the beginning of a chalitza, Dafka learns against Tosfos that we're talking about bein tof gimel chadashim, bein lacha gimel chadashim. So the Rav Minahar assumes that even in this case, we do say havale lemtune even after 3 months, that even if it's not hukar ubra, you still are responsible if you go ahead and do chalitza in a situation, or yibam in a situation where there's a possibility that she may in fact be muberes if you don't wait even longer than is prescribed al pi din. So the way the Noda Yehuda presents this is as follows. He's dealing, he quotes, sounds like a contemporary of his, the Chidushi Raza, no relation to the Baal Amor. The Chidushi HaRaza quotes the Sfinish Shulchan Aruch, that is basically that's again Shuas Ndaf Yilches, a person who is Mishamish Shalom B'Shas Vest, and then he discovers Dam. So the Ramah Paskins in Yerodeya Simon Kuf Pehei, that's considered onus. There's no need for a kapara, even though it's possible a person could have done a bedika, but he's not obligated to do a bedika because it's not b'shas vesta. So there's no need for a kapara. That's considered to be onus. And the Raza that the Noda Yehuda quotes is bothered. Why is that any different? Why is that any different than the din in Habal Yevimto? The din in Yisha Rabin Arparak, where you have a woman who remarries on the basis of the testimony of two Edom, and then her husband comes back. There, the Mishnah says she's Chayevas Korban because Rashi says Havale Lamtune. So, what's the difference? There we say Havale Lamtune. In the case of Nida, you should have said Havale Lebduke. That you should be responsible, even where Mikra Din. You don't have to be bodek, but where there's any possibility that you're going to violate an isser, so you have to go beyond what's called for al pidin. So the Noda Yehuda rejects the kasha of the Reza. And he suggests, he says, why is it in general? Right, essentially, that's what the Gemara asked in that Sadial that we saw before. Why is it in general that the din is that Yachid Sha'asa Piharas Bezdin is chayav a korban. Why should you ever be chayav a korban in a situation in which you do something on the basis of a haras bestin? So it was a rabatos, but it was bestin's fault, it's not your fault. Why should that result in a chayav korban? So,
I mean, you still did something wrong.
You still did something wrong, but it was lefi tumcha. You did what that should be called onus. That shouldn't be called shogeg, right? Why is it that?
So you, the question of from here. Why isn't onus cut from a korban?
Again?
Maybe an onus should be chayiv in a korban because the ma'aseh does something wrong. The same as this.
Maybe an onus should be chayiv in a korban. Okay, but we're starting with the starting point that onus is pater from a korban. The difference between shogeg and onus. Shogeg, as the Rambam explains, there's some level of culpability because he should have been more careful. And onus is a situation where there's absolutely no expectation that you needed to be any more careful. So onus, you're pater from a korban, shogeg, you're chayiv in a korban. But yachid, she'asa baras bezdin, has the din of Avshin Lachlokas. We pass in is going to be chayiv korban. That is a din of shogeg. So why is a yachid she'asa baras bezdin? Why is that a din of a shogeg? Why are you going to be chayiv korban? All right. So you have the Tosfos in the beginning of Acholeitz, who says that we don't have the expectation you're going to that you need to investigate any further after 3 months of where it's not hokar abra. And you have the Pashas and the Sugya in the Shavuos Daf Yeches Pesach of the Rambam Chasnida that if a Shalom Shas Vesky, you don't have to investigate any further. On the other hand, you have the din in the beginning of our Perek that in the case of Nisei Salpi Shnei Edim, you have to, there you're responsible. You're going to be Chayiv Korban because Havalei Lamtune. What's the difference? So the Nodeb Yehuda suggests the following. He says, don't tell me that Yibam is different, Chalitz is different. Because there's this reason, Magdim El Mitzvah, you should do the Chalitz of the Yibam at the earliest possible point, and therefore we're going to consider that onus because we want you to do it right away as opposed to here where you don't have to rush to remarry. So don't say that distinction. Rather, he says as follows, I'll read you a few lines. Vanir Lanis Daiti Lechalik, Deshani Nises Alpi Edim, Afshi Materisli Nase Alpiem. So it's true that technically speaking, if you remarry on the basis of Edis, you're allowed to remarry. Nevertheless, Mikom Mokom Onus Zeh Alpi Tosu. That is based on a mistake. Shreba Emes Edim Eidu Besheker. Bottom line, with the hindsight vision, we see that the Edim were telling a lie. The Edim Hitu Osa Besheker. And ultimately, the Edim led her astray based on their lie. L'chein mechshev hadavar ta'us v'shkagav l'onus. So where the acting is on the basis of what turns out to be a lie, that's considered to be a ta'us, and a ta'us equals shogeg. Masha'enkein shimsha shalvashas vesta shimutaris ha'shamesh. So that's heter gamur. V'enkan ta'us. There's no ta'us. There's no lie. There's no mistake. Rakal pi dintari himutaris ha'shamesh. Then a filu pierce in Idibam Sabi, even if it turns out that she sees Dam later in the middle of Bia, that's considered onus. Share ain kan shim tos, there's no tos here. The chain, Ishishin is Yamma Acher Gimel Chadashim, a filu nim says Acher Kach Mu'uberes, Hare Alpidin, Aya Mutter, Liyamma, Sherov Nashim, Uber Nikolish Shamim, Freya Taram, Acher Abm Hatas, so you can follow Rov. The Minotaurus Linan Basar Ruba. Okay, so where the Torah allows you to follow Rov, or where there's no toast that presents itself, then that's considered to be onus. Where there is a toast that presents itself, and you do something on the basis of that toast, that's called shogeg. And that's why Yachish Asav Ras Bezdin is going to be chayav korban, because that's a toast. The Psak Bezdin is based on a toast. Where there's a Psak based on a toast, that's called shogeg. Similar ideas expressed in this the volume of the Or Yisrael, back from Tevis Tavshin Samachai, in their collection of articles on the topic of the Muncie issue. They all quote, many of them quote the same Maamar Makomos. You all start with this Nodeb Yehuda, and they also all quote Echem Das Shlomo. Echem Das Shlomo has a series of Julis on this topic, first in Yerodea Simon Aleph, and then in Evan Ezer Simanim Kaf. Gimel and Kafdalid. So in Simon Kafdalid, he has a tshuva written to him by the Chavasas, by the Nesivas. And the Nesivas writes there along the same lines as what the Nodeb Yehuda suggests, that the Torah patches us from a korban where you rely on a rov, because that's within the Torah system. The Torah says you follow a rov. So if you follow a rov, that's not called tos. The Torah allows you to follow a rov. That means that we presume that in this situation this is going to be heter. But if you paskin based on a mistake, so that's not based on a rov, that's based on a misunderstanding of the facts. So if you paskin based on a misunderstanding of the facts, that's called a toast, and that's going to be shogeg. And in terms of psak, there's a similar psak in the Tshuvas Panim Iros, Chele Bei Simen Mem Aleph. There the question is, a person ate chicken, and then he discovered that the chicken was a trefa. Does he require kapara? So the Panim Iros also presumes a lower threshold for where you have to be bodek beyond what the Torah requires. He points out the Tosus in Beis and Daf Kafei. The Gemara there says, in Beis and Daf Kafei, that Amar Rami Bar Abba, Hefshev in Ituach Ba'ola, Vahu Adin Lekatsavim. That not only in Kachim, but in regular meat as well, you're supposed to skin and cut up the animal. Nikan Lam the Torah Derech Eres, Shelo Yochel Adam Basar Kodim Hefshev in Ituach. The Gemara says that you learn from here that it's appropriate that a person shouldn't eat meat until the whole animal is properly skinned and cut up. The Tosafot writes over there that even though there's no iser in eating the animal once he shechted it, even before heshet benituach, but if you find a trefa prior to heshet benituach, then that's considered to be a shogeg v'lo ones, shelo hayil alamahir kol kach. That if you just would have waited a little bit until they do Hashiv and Ituach, you would have discovered there's a trefa. But the Panim Iros says, you see from there, that beyond the Hashiv and Ituach, there's no need to wait. There's no culpability if you did Hashiv and Ituach, and then you find the trefa subsequent to that. So that you don't require a kaparan. Just like if you're Meshameh Shiloh B'Shas Vest, and then you find them, you don't require a kapara because there's no expectation that you should have done any further investigation. Within this school, they also quote a Tshuva Maril. It was asked about a similar situation. The Tshuva Maril is in Simon Pezai in the Maril HaChadashos, where the story was, there was a butcher that came to live in town, and it turned out that he was selling chalev under the guise of Shuman. He was selling what he knew to be chela, but he presented it as Shuman, and people ate from this meat, or this fat, and the question was, is that considered shogeg or onus? Do they require kapara? So the Maril's response was that the people who ate from this Shuman, or chela, thinking that it was Shuman, they're considered anus and gemurim, and they don't require kapara. That sounds like if you eat something, they're eating on the basis of essentially Eidus Eidechad. They're relying on the representation of the Tabach that this is kosher meat, Eidechad and Bisurin. And even though he was misinforming them, that was considered to be ones and not shogeg, because there's no expectation that they should have to investigate any further. You know, part of this is a question of where do you draw the line, meaning is there in fact a machlokas Tosas Rambam here, let's say. Tosas says, again at the beginning of Acholetz, that in the case of Yavama, there's no expectation that you should be cautious beyond 3 months. Once Alpi Rov, it's not hooker over, you don't have to worry that maybe she's really pregnant and just not showing. So isn't necessarily cholik on the Rambam, who defines shogeg as any situation in which there's a possibility that maybe you should do further research. The question is, where is it that further research is expected? Is that equivalent to Bal Ishta Shalav Shas Vesta, or is Bal Ishta Shalav Shas Vesta better? Bal Ishta Shalav Shas Vesta is better, because there not only is an Ochi Bedika, for the Rambam there's an Isra Bedika. You're definitely not supposed to do any Bedikas unnecessarily. So there's definitely no expectation that you should do any investigation, but maybe by Eirach HaBisurim, in general, there would be an expectation if you don't have the factors that are restraining you by Nida. One of these articles, he points out that you could draw distinctions in the other direction as well. I think this is Rabbi Yitzchak Shlomo Alboim from London, that maybe you'll distinguish. Sorry, this is Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffa. Jaffe? Yaffa. Maybe we'll distinguish in the other direction, that maybe Rashi Sava Leilam Tune by Edith Isha is unique because we're more macro by Edith Isha, the consequences are greater. Or maybe the threshold, Tochamashach Martala Bitzgilasa, Kaltala Bitzgilasa. Maybe the threshold for removing a Cheskas Eishas Ish is higher than dealing with simply matters of Isser V'Heter. Or maybe there's a difference between that kind of extreme Dabashir Be'erva and a regular Eidach HaBisurim, that we require further investigation when it comes to a Dabashir Be'erva, the nature of being Matur and Eishas Ish L'Shuk, as opposed to simply Isser V'Heter. And Rashi says, Ha'ilelam Tune, that's not reflected in any broader Torah Kula Halacha that's unique to Eidus Isha because of the Chomer, because it's Darvish of Ervar, or because of Cheskas Eishas Ish. And you wouldn't transpose that to Isurim, you wouldn't transpose that to Isur V'Heter, to Basar Trefa, or the like. It does seem that they quote here Divrei Chaim and some Achronim in the what seems to be the minority, but of those in the Tshuva literature that address the topic in the context of non-kosher meat and the reliability of an Eid Echa to make someone who is Ochel Trefus on the basis of Eidus Eid Echa into an onus versus a Shogeg, to the Nod Behuda, the Panavi Iris, the Chemnus Shlomo, and many others, and the Maril that we quoted, all seem to presume that there's no notion of Havalei Levduke or the equivalent of Havalei Lemtune when it comes to this kind of Eidus, beyond the reasonable expectation of relying on Eidus Eid Echad. And even the Rambam, it's not so clear that the Rambam's possibly broader understanding of Shogeg would necessarily extend to these cases of non-kosher meat on the basis of Eidus Eid Echad. Now, the secondary question of whether if a person does eat basar treif or the like, be onus, let's say, does that, may that still result in tumalev, is a totally separate issue, which is not for now, which also, I think, in the previous volume of this journal, that was discussed. This volume, they discuss Onus versus Shogeg as far as Kriyav Kapara. In the previous volume, this is Gilyon Mem Vav and Gilyon Mem Hey, I think they had a number of articles on the topic of Timtum Halev. Okay, we'll leave it at that.